Thank you. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Karen. Amen. Amen. Our scripture today comes from a very familiar psalm. It comes from Psalm 100. And we're going to read from it from the hymnal, that translation. And you can find it on 821 or on the screen. Let us listen with our ears, with our minds, with our hearts and our spirits, this psalm from the ancients. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord who made us is God. We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's name. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? Holy, mighty, wonderful, and awesome Lord, thank you. Thank you that you love us. And that love never ends. That love has no condition, and there's not a thing we can do about it. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this glorious day. And thank you for this moment in which we can pause and allow your word to flow over us like mighty waters. And now, Lord, fill this place with your spirit from the floor to the ceiling, from wall to wall, so that we may give you the praise, that we may lift up your name, that this time will be all about you and not about us. And Lord, right now, make our burdens a little lighter. Make our cares ones in which we can carry with you. And help us to set aside our to-do list and our distractions so that we may bask in your grace and in this moment relax in your presence. Lord, I ask that you raise up your cross and hide us behind it so that we are not seen and that your name is lifted on high. So I ask, Lord, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For your servants, oh, your servants are listening. Amen. Psalm 100 is probably going to be read or preached on in just about every church this Sunday. It is an ancient psalm. It is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. In ancient Israel, it would be done at the morning praise time as people were called together. It's kind of like a call to worship. It would call the people to come, be in the presence of the Almighty, in Jehovah's presence, in Yahweh's presence. And the people would come and praise God, because God does need to be praised, amen? God deserves the highest praise. And this psalm would bring them into the presence of the Almighty. But to do the praise and to lift up thanksgiving, hey, Thanksgiving, it's around the corner. Have you bought your turkey? You better. Kroger's going to get crowded. Walmart is already ridiculous. It's an interesting holiday, Thanksgiving, but it makes us stop and think, does it not, to reflect on what's happened in this last year. To be grateful, we must reflect what has gone on in our lives. To be truly grateful, we need to stop and think. Where are we? Where have we been? What has God done for us, with us, and through us? And where have we been with God through this last year? So in the spirit of thanksgiving, in the spirit of this psalm, in the spirit of gratitude, I just want us as a people, as a family, to stop and reflect. And we've identified three areas, three things that we want to talk about in that reflection, that we want to give God praise. Three things in which we have been faithful, God has been faithful throughout this year. So if you don't mind, I'd like to invite Mary Noble to come help me reflect for this time. Last Palm Sunday was a normal Palm Sunday, as normal as Palm Sundays can get. And life was pretty good. All of a sudden, things changed. And you guys experienced a tremendous transition, and something happened. 2 days later, you all got an email that Mary Noble was hospitalized. And life became very uncertain and anxious for you. And you learned that Mary Noble had masses in her liver and her kidney. And that began a journey for her and for you. In the next 2 weeks, she had surgery, and the recovery road began. How did you see faithfulness?
I'm reminded of verse 3 of our psalm today. Know that the Lord who made us is God. We are the Lord's. We are the people of God. Friends, to me, what that says is we're made by God. We're made in the image of God. We're claimed by God. Interesting, before that time that Pat has just referred to, February, I was on renewal leave. And the second day of that whole month, this scripture, excuse me, Calvin, Joshua 1:9, kept coming to my heart. I saw it in stores. I saw it on note cards. I saw it on pictures framed. I saw it everywhere I turned. And that's not a scripture that I normally go to. Wasn't one of my go-to scriptures. But it kept appearing, and it kept appearing everywhere I went for the next several days. And I said, okay, God, I'm listening. Who do you want me? Who needs this scripture? Who are you putting this on my heart for? So I bought a pack of note cards that had that scripture in it, and I took it and I placed it in the console of my car, convinced, God, you're going to put somebody in my path that needs this scripture. For the scripture says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I carried that scripture around for many weeks. And on March 30th, I knew why that scripture came around. I knew who that scripture was for, because I was certain it was for one of you or somebody else in my life. But friends, it was for me. Because when this was all unfolding, what I kept hearing was, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord, my God, was with me wherever I go, whatever this means, whatever this looks like. And I was amazed. Once I got over the surprise of going, oh, wow, God, that was for me. I was amazed. And that was just one small beginning of how I saw God at work repeatedly, hourly, over the next many days and weeks. Now, you know, I got a good outcome. After removing a kidney, I got to hear cured. I got to hear 98% chance that that won't ever come back. And that's all great, and that's all welcomed, and I am so thankful for that. But what was even more amazing to me in that was the peaceful assurance and the peaceful presence that only God could have filled me with. Because it was truly impossible for me to worry. Yeah, it was hard to absorb. Yes, it was hard to settle in. But y'all, I couldn't worry. I couldn't be afraid. And I had this one nurse practitioner who, in the middle of all these things that was being said, she, in a little bit of an attitude, said, "Don't you understand? You've got masses. You've most likely got cancer. And your life is about to change. Don't you understand?" I said, "Yeah. But I understand something greater than what you understand." That was only the peace of God, because Mary Noble Parrish doesn't possess that. I'm a control freak. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's... Y'all don't have to amen that. I want to know what's coming. I want to attack something, jump in, and see what I can fix and what I can do. And there was nothing I could do but be still and to know that God was right there.
Amen.
So that peacefulness that was with me was a reminder of God's faithfulness. Because that time in February, when I was thinking I was just on renewal leave, God was faithful, was preparing me for what was yet to come. God was also faithful in you, because you then ministered to your minister. You then blessed me. So I saw a clear glimpse of God's faithfulness through Scripture, God's faithfulness through peace, God's faithfulness through you as you ministered to me. So that's one example of how Pat and I have seen God's faithfulness and your faithfulness, for which we want to celebrate today. But as if that were not enough transition, as if that were not enough distractions for ministry, as if that were not enough for this congregation to think about, thus began 8 months of staff changes. Because in February, we learned our director of youth ministry was resigning to move back home, and we prepared to say goodbye to Mitch. In April, we learned that we would have a senior pastor appointment change, and we prepared to say goodbye to Pastor Mike. In May, we learned that Lee was retiring, and we prepared to celebrate Lee's ministry and to say goodbye to our organist. In June, we welcomed our new senior pastor. In July, we welcomed Felicity as our interim and then now our permanent organist. In September, we welcomed Casey Casebeer to lead our youth ministry.
Amen.
That was a lot of changes. That was a lot of uncertainty twirling around. There were a lot of anxieties for all of us in those 8 months. And I remember telling church leadership team on a Saturday, "We have had so many distractions to ministry." But that's what I thought it was at the time. These were all distractions getting in our way of ministry, making us start over all the time. I'm not sure they were distractions, Pat.
I don't think so. I think what I've observed from you all is a faithfulness to ministry. You continued to serve the Lord with gladness. You continued to come into God's presence with singing. You didn't let the balls fall. You continued to do ministry. You continued to live out your mission statement. Oh, that thing. And our mission statement is, oh, come on, people. Okay, let's do it together. It's on the bulletin for those who need a cheat. The mission of Rehoboth United Methodist Church is make disciples of Jesus Christ
who
work, pray, and give transformation
of the world.
You continue to do that. And all of the anxiety all of the transitions, all of the swirl, the vortex of emotions, you continue to serve God. That is amazing. That is awesome. That is you allowing God to work through you, and I want you to celebrate that. You handled it with grace, with a faith in the unchanging hand of God. You allow God to use you in a mighty and powerful way. And through that, you have demonstrated your commitment to discipleship and faith formation. And God was there with you every step of the way. I am profoundly grateful that you've allowed me to come and be in your midst and to see how God is working for you, through you, and with you. And I know that this faithfulness is going to produce a bounty for the kingdom. I know great things are coming because God has something big in store for us. I don't know what that is, but I just know that God has something for us because we have been faithful. And I know that God is always faithful. God is, period. God is always faithful. God will never, ever leave us alone, and God will always use us. I want us to celebrate through all of the transitions, through all of what has gone on, that God has been with us and we have been with God. Amen? Now, in the midst of all of this, Mary Noble's health crisis, the transitions that were both hard to make, that were good at places, and jury's still out on your senior pastor. What I've witnessed too is in your personal lives, there have been some changes there. Some of you will have empty chairs on Thursday. Some of you have suffered pains and losses. There have been births and wonderful adoptions. Some of you have had diagnoses where you're questioning and you're wondering. Some of you are at a point in your faith, you're at a junction you just don't know. Some of you are joyful that you have rediscovered a love and an energy for God that you haven't had in a while. We are people, we are family, and all of this happens within a family. This is part of being human. We walk the road together. And I know it's hard. I know being human is hard and being a child of God is hard. We have these moments of celebration. We have the valleys, which is hard. But where have we been? Where has God been faithful?
Friends, over the last year and a half, as Pat has shared, we've had an unseasonably large amount of sickness, diagnoses of unwelcomed news. But friends, you've been faithful. And God has been faithful in the midst of that, in the midst of that unwelcomed news. I remember about a year ago when we came together for a prayer service. We just needed to be together. We just needed to be together in prayer. And how powerful was it to see us gathered together around, feeling helpless by so many in our midst struggling, but coming together as one body to pray for one another, to pray for ourselves when we didn't know what to do, and to look to see God in the midst of all things. Friends, that's living our discipleship. It's not always pretty. It's not always easy. And sometimes it has tears. But we did it together. We grew in our faith together. We lived our discipleship together. And that is what this Psalm 100 is talking about. But I love how this psalm began. It began with joyfulness. It began by coming together with joy and recognizing the joy that we have in Christ. And I'm reminded of a few weeks ago, as the Hubers brought that precious little Alexandra Joe, a new life, that they had just been waiting 3 years for, to get to adopt that precious little one. And friends, there wasn't a dry eye in this sanctuary. It wasn't just the family. It was all of us as one family in Christ, because we knew that was a little miracle that we were getting to baptize, that we were getting to commit to join together in faith, that we were getting together to be Christ and to disciple her as we grow in our own discipleship. So we celebrated joyfully that day and many other days. I've been joyful as I've seen you reach out to one another hurting, taking meals to those who needed it, offer love and support in time of need. You've been faithful. We've also been mindful of how God has been faithful. Or verse 5 is on your screen. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all the generations. Friends, there's many of us gathered here. We're not all connected by blood, but we're connected by that steadfast love of God. We're connected that throughout the generations, those who helped shape Rehoboth years ago, those of us who get to be part of shaping Rehoboth today, and those who will get to be part of shaping Rehoboth in the future, will all get to see and celebrate the faithfulness of God. As we approach Thanksgiving, I invite you. Yes, we have a lot to be thankful for those sitting around our tables, the food that's on our tables, the traditions that we will do together, watching ball games, shopping, doing those things that we do this time of year. But I want to ask and encourage you to include in your Thanksgiving celebration this congregation, the way that God has worked in and through us, the way that God has been faithful to us in a time that seemed like just a lot of distractions, because God was faithful. You've been faithful, and God has been glorified. So you see your clergy sitting before you to kind of put a modern day spin on Psalm 100 to help us to see how that psalm can be lived out for us today. It kind of reminds me of this stool. It's easy to sit down on, to take a load off, to take a break. It's very adaptable. I moved it over pretty easy, and I can return it back to its place pretty easy as well. It's easy to move around. It gave me a different view as well. I saw you in these moments differently than if I'd been sitting in that chair. I had a different perspective. I had a different lens of looking. Something else about this stool, it's not very comfortable for the long term. You saw in those moments how much I was squirming. I couldn't be still. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to stay up there. Was I going to fall down? I felt on the edge the whole time. That's not somewhere I want to sit in the long term. It served its purpose for the short term, but in the long term, I don't want to stay there long. And friends, that's what reminds me of these last 8 months. We got some time to sit down and rest. We were adaptable. We were flexible. But I don't know about you. I don't want to sit there very long.
I've been sitting in a chair. It's a great place. It has a back on it, and it's steady. And it reminds me that resting in God's favor, resting in Yahweh's love, is a great place. And from it, I got a great look at you guys. Man, are you great to look at. But I can't sit there all day. Yes, we've been through a transition, but I don't know about you. I'm ready to get up. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move forth in the vision that God has for us in this place. Still resting in God's grace. Thankful that we don't need to sit on the stool any longer. Thankful that we got a chair. Thankful that God has been with us in the stool and the chair. But ready, my God, to walk with thee. Ready to move forth. Always grateful for God's faithfulness, God's love, God's mercy. Sisters and brothers, as we come now to the time in which we give God each service, a moment in which we pause, let us be truly grateful for where God has been with us, and be joyful and excited for where God is going to take us. Let the church say, amen. Amen. As we sing our closing hymn, the altar is open. You know, it's not a bad thing to get on your knees to thank God. Altar's open.